the way. Show me the way of your love. Mighty El Elyon. Show me the way. Please show me the way of your heart. Mighty El Elyon. Yahweh, you're my first love and my last. Have forgiven all my past. From my sin, you rescued me. Show me the way. Show me the way into your Sabbath. Mighty Hallelujah. Show me the way, please show me the way into your reign. Mighty El Elyon, your voice always brings me peace. Ruach Kadesh, he comforts me. And you know sickness and disease, El Elyon.
Praise Yahweh, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. I'm joining you live tonight, right here around the world on WWRB 3.185, and we're so glad to have you in here with us tonight. We got a great program. Want you to call a friend and a neighbor and tell them that the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy is on tonight. We are here on a Monday evening, September the 7th, moving right along in time. And before I forget it, I need to remind you that we will be in festival coming up here in October, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be here in October, the Day of Atonement will be on Monday, the 28th of September. So we'll get started with the Day of Atonement. And then on Friday evening, October the 2nd, we will start in the Tabernacles. And we will be in Tabernacles in Murphy, North Carolina, starting on October the 2nd. You want to join us there. You make reservations or plans, just give us a call here at The Shepherd's Call. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. We're going to get right into our message tonight. The title of our message is Living in a Godless Society, Having to Cope. Did you know in 1962, the Supreme Court examined a single and very simple 22-word prayer, and this is the prayer that they used to negate prayer or to remove prayer in schools. This was in 1962. And let me read you the prayer. And here, very simple. Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependence upon Thee, and we beg Thy blessings upon us, our parents, our teachers, and our country. This simple prayer, said by children, acknowledged God, and the indifference allowed in the removal of prayer from our schools. It was the first step toward complete destruction of America's original Christian educational system. Now, this value-free environment has resulted in chaos, and we're going to give you some of the figures. Since 1962, removal of prayer, the SAT, that's the SAT total scores, dropped dramatically. Since 1962, since the removal of prayer in schools, you won't believe how much this really means to the children, and for the children's sake. Since 1962 and the removal, the SAT total scores have dropped dramatically. And the cases of sexually transmitted diseases, including gonorrhea, syphilis, chancrocorud, granuloma, inunae, lipgranuloma, varium, and AIDS has increased 300% in our schools. Unwed girls' pregnancy has jumped. I just wish you could see this chart. It has jumped 23% since 1962. Under age 15, pregnancies of unwed girls under 15. Pregnancies to unwed girls over 15 to 19 has went off the chart. It is actually 650% since 1962. Birth rates for unwed girls under 15 to 19 years of age, they have tripled. Premarital sex, that is the percentage of U.S. teenage girls who have had premarital sex intercourse, this is up over 65%. Single parenthood households, female head with no male spouse present, it is now up 11%. And unmarried couples living together has jumped up dramatically to 28%. And prior to 1977, unmarried couples living together was such a small group that data on this group was collected only in a 10-year census report. However, now, 1 in 25 from the unmarried couples, it's jumped from 1 in 25 that is now living. And in divorce rate, listen to this now. The United States is at the top of the world's divorce chart on marital breakups. U.S. News and World Report, June 8, 1987, page 68 and 69, the number of divorces tripled each year between 62 and 81. tripled. And alcohol consumption per capita is up dramatically, over 50%. Violent crimes has went off the chart. Homeschool prayer. Father, give me wisdom and grace to be the teacher of my children. Fill me with the knowledge of your will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Fill my heart with your love and your word. Help me daily teach by example that your word should be priority over the things of this world. Give me strength according to your glorious might, so that I will have great endurance and patience. Help me to be diligent and wise to teach these children your word at your command. Help me to preserve in your ways your love and presence. Make my life an example and influence as I educate these children for you. Keep my eyes on you, on your vision, your plans, your purpose for our family. Now, ladies and gentlemen, why not have that prayer? Why would prayer be taken from our schools? Well, the separation of church and state is now bringing in the ruin and fall of America. If you think America is a superpower because we're smart, you're wrong. Once America turns her back on God and removes prayer out of schools and uses the Bible along with reading, writing, and arithmetic, we are going to be just as it was in the collapse of Nebuchadnezzar in the first Babylon. We are going to become victims of the fall of the second Babylon because we have removed Yahweh from our schools. We have taken away our prayers. We can no longer do the things that we once did. And we can no longer stand up with our Creator to have a song and a prayer on our lips. It's against the law to do that now. And so then, we've become, for this cause, God gave us up, as it's wrote in Romans 1:18 through verse 32, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. Now you see that? That's why that we're living, that's why our nation is on fire. That's why we're having famine and pestilence. That's why we're having heartache and no joy in our nation. That's why that we are waxing evil. We become fools, confessing or professing ourselves to be wise. Neither, because that when we knew God, we would not glorify Him as God. Neither were we thankful, but became vain in our imaginations, and our foolish heart has become darkened. We've changed the glory of our Creator to an image made like a corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. In other words, humanism. Wherefore, God has given us over to uncleanliness through the lust of our own hearts to dishonor our own bodies between ourselves. We have changed the truth of God into a lie, and we worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God has given us up to vile affections. For even our women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, man, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. And men with men working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves the recompense of the error which was meant. And even as they did not like to retain, right here it is, verse 28. Because they did not like to retain God. See, they're removing God. He's been removed from the courtroom. Our justices and justice is no longer based upon the Ten Commandments. We're afraid it's going to offend someone of non-faithers. We've become filled with unrighteousness. we're filled with fornication and wickedness and covetousness and maliciousness. We're full of envy. We're full of murder. We're full of debate. We're full of deceit. We're full of malignancy. We're full of whispers. We're backbiters. We're haters of God. We're despiteful. We're proud boasters. We're inventors of evil things. We're disobedient to our parents. We're without understanding. We're covenant breakers. We have no natural affection. We're unmerciful. We know that the judgment of God against them that commit such things are worthy of death, not only to do the same thing, but have pleasure in them that do them. For people are working so hard to find justification in their sins. They'll go to any length to argue against the truth. We know that the Word says in John chapter 3, verse 18 through 20, "He that believeth on Him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hates the light, and neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." For those who live in a state of sin and hate, the light will reveal to them exactly what the problem is. I really believe that America's rejection of the Messiah's headship is the reason behind all of the bloodshed, the violence, the hatred, the moral decay, the drug abuse, the outbreak of deadly sexual diseases in our society. Lawmakers and educators and the media have made God an unspeakable subject. Even in prisons, there is a ban on religious dogma, including the Ten Commandments. Even worse, many of our churches no longer exalt Christ as the King. We have rejected His Word, and because man has rejected God's Word, he has been given over to a reprobated mind that seeks self-gratification over responsibilities to others. It is the false teaching of antinomianism that teaches, since faith alone is necessary for salvation, one is free from the moral obligations of the law. And ladies and gentlemen, therefore, God gave them over to this sinful desire of their hearts, which was given over to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies one with another. They exchanged the truth for a lie, and they worshiped and served the created things rather than the Creator. And that's where we're having this problem in the society that we live in. Did you know that our schools have become a death yard instead of a schoolyard? Shootings almost yearly. Major catastrophes are happening in our school system. We're preoccupated with crime. There's violence. And the politicians are telling us we need change. And ladies and gentlemen, the change that we're getting is away from what we were to become a nation that is filled with lust and filled with pride and filled with corruption. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2, verse 5. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-constraint, brutal, not lovers of the good, but treacherous and rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. 2 Timothy in chapter 3, verse 2. Ladies and gentlemen, the knowledge of God, because we have been turned over to a depraved mind, and we have been separated through wickedness, evil, greed, depravity. We're full of envy, murder, strife, debate, malice. We're gossipers and slanders and God-haters, insolvent, arrogant, boastful. We invent ways to do evil. We disobey our parents. We are senseless, faithless, heartless, and ruthless. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, and not only continue to do these things, but approve of those who practice them, according to Romans 1, 28, verse 32, is where I'm reading right now. Why are so many people suddenly preoccupied with crime? In Washington, D.C., a 16-year-old boy guns down 7 youngsters at the National Zoo. A 30-year-old gunman shoots 2 men dead and wounds 2 others at his former workplace in a Seattle shipyard office. 7 crow workers are gunned down in a Xerox office building in Honolulu. 5 people are wounded in North Valley Community Center in Los Angeles following the fatal shooting of a Filipino-American postal worker. A frustrated investor kills 9 people and wounds 13 at 2 brokerage firms in Atlanta, then kills himself. And prior to the attacks, a shooter killed his wife and his 2 children before he went on a rampage. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? 4 employees of a Las Vegas grocery store were shot to death by an ex-Marine and part-time nightclub bouncer. 6 students at Heritage High School in Conyers, Georgia, that's where my good brother, Brother Arnold lives, are wounded by a 15-year-old sophomore. 2 high school students kill 13 people and then themselves at Columbine High in Littleton, Colorado. 2 people are killed and 4 wounded as a man opens fire in a Mormon family history library in Salt Lake City. In San Ysidro, California, 21 people are killed and 19 injured when a man opens fire with a Uzi assault rifle at a McDonald's restaurant, and half of his victims are children. In Kaleen, Texas, 23 were killed and 19 others were wounded at Lubby's Cafeteria in the deadliest gunslaying in U.S. history. And I remember the testimony of one of the victims that was trapped inside, said if he'd only been allowed to carry his gun in, he could have ended it before 23 people lost their life. In San Francisco, California, 8 people were murdered and 6 other wounded when a gunman armed with 2 assault pistols, a handgun, and 2 more dozen type high capacity ammunition clips. He walks into a downtown law firm and opens fire, and yes, he also kills himself. In Long Island, New York, 6 people were killed and another 19 wounded when a madman wielding a 9mm assault pistol opens fire inside a commuter train. According to the leading cultural indicators, while the population has increased 41% since 1960, the violent crime rate has increased more, now listen to me, more than 500%, and total crimes more than 300%. The rate of violent crime in the United States is worse than in any other industrialized country. In addition, 8 out of every 10 Americans will be a victim of violent crime at least once in their lives. And on top of this, ladies and gentlemen, we have 3,700 deaths every day in America attributed to abortion. That's 3,700 children never get to be a child because of the violence of killing babies in the womb, 3,700 plus a day, and that's 7 days a week. Millions and millions and millions of our little children have been aborted and will never get to see, to spend a day. 500% total crimes, 300%. The violent crime rate in the U.S. is worse than any other industrial nations. Violence in American homes and in the streets are increasing steadily since we took prayer out of the schools. We've reached epidemic proportions. Now it disrupts millions of lives every day. For many children, no place is safe. Kids are victimized at school, on the streets, and in their own homes. Children are beaten, maimed, molested, and murdered by parents and relatives and babysitters and the crime doers of the streets. The spirit of lawlessness. Have you felt it in your spirit? It's breaking out across America, and it's spread to younger age groups. Teenagers have lost all respect for authority. We're teaching them a godless existence where they cannot recognize a creator that made the world. You see, we're living in an anti-Christ environment. We've turned our young people into dramatic teenagers that have lost all respect for authority. This is so violent that we're observing among very young people, said Glenn Pierce, the director of Northeastern Center for Applied Social Research. This crime wave isn't confined to the inner city neighborhoods anymore. In larger urban areas, cities with populations of 25,000 saw a 40% increase in homicides. The same as cities 10 times their size. And so it's filtering down, and the Washington Post concluded, while the severity of actions range from simple cheating at school to pushing drugs to cold-blooded murders, the depth of the problem has reached a point where common decency can no longer be described as common. Somewhere, somehow, the traditional value system got disconnected for a disturbing number of Americans' next generation. Since 1962, we are now our worst enemy. Our schools have become locked up, jailed, guarded, bars on the window, security gates in front, badge checks, number checks, police guards in every school, drug dogs in every school. And that's just since we took prayer out of the school. Can you remember when you went to school? I can as a young boy. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. And you know the teachers had full authority to whip you and correct you when you got out of line. Today, you will bring the wrath of the government down on your head when you try to negate this permissiveness and tolerance in today's culture. It should be no surprise that young people lack judgment and direction. When you see the results of their excesses and their failures and their things that they love, you'll see that the revolutionary doctrine foisted upon them have failed. We should observe the degree to which young people have been cast adrift on a sea of cultural relativity. And we expect to taste and to touch and to discern for themselves from a complex array of ideals and their meanings, separated from the tried and tested moral structures of the biblical society that we used to be taught in. Today's people are more like orphans, raised in a box. Their behavioral experiments based on flawed premises, no contact with the principles and institutions that undergird this civilization and made it great. We have been stripped of a vision of something greater than ourselves. With even humanist Norman Lear concedes in Vital to Society that became wards of the state and its surrogates, the schools and the media. Are we surprised that we are now behaving like animals? In New York City, a 16-year-old boy was shot and killed by his 15-year-old best friend. The 15-year-old killed him and then stole the coat and shoes from the corpse. And worst of all, the teenage killer had no feelings of remorse, and this was his best friend. Another 15-year-old boy sprayed bullets around the parking lot of a convenience store, killing a teenage boy. When questioned later, he had not even a single tinge of guilt or sorrow. Instead, he displayed hatred and a desire to do it all over again if he had the opportunity. He had no remorse whatsoever. A 14-year-old Macy Conrad of Matipitas, California, had been raped and strangled to death and left lying on the road in the hills outside of town. According to the local paper, at least 13 students went out to look at her body. One girl picked up the murder girl's jeans, cut off a patch, and threw the jeans down along the side of the road. One student tried to cover the body with leaves. Another took the 8-year-old brother along to see the body. One boy went twice. Those who saw the body went back to the class or to the pinball arcade. One went home and went to bed. Another student said he only cared about collecting the marijuana cigarette he had won on a bet that the body was real. As the newspaper reported, the shock is the shock of the encounter with icy indifference, the indifference of the children in their first instance, but more importantly, of the culture that produced them. The report is very unique for the moment, and yet it seems that it's been more complete every day as we seem to be aligned and isolated with this society corruption running rampant even down to our youngest. And the problem is not isolated, ladies and gentlemen. Urban violence is exploding in countries around the world. In the rapidly growing cities of Latin America and Asia and Europe, capitals freeing themselves from years of communist rule and in societies and in the thrones of political and social change in Africa and the Middle East. Millions of people have been frightened and angered by a seemingly boundless wave of bloodshed. As in the United States, criminals abroad are increasingly armed with sophisticated weapons, and police are outmanned. Increasingly, there is despair over the inability of political leaders to stop the killing. Well, would you want to know why? It's because that we have removed our Creator as the head of this country. That we do not trust him no more. We trust the humanist side of our government. our socialist order that has come in with these weapons of knowledge of evil. Our children never get to hear a prayer said by the teacher. That would be a no-no. You cannot give any instruction from biblical instructions. That's teaching a creation rather than evolution in the schools. Ladies and gentlemen, public order has completely disappeared in the new South Africa. Since Nelson has won the seat of the president when he got out of prison, crime is rampant. In Cape Town, a serious crime occurs every 17 seconds. Police have 1,227,047 unsolved cases under review. Can you believe that? According to Crime Investigation Services, Divisional Chief John L. Lewis, it is increasingly dangerous in South Africa to own a nice car since roving gangs of unemployed thugs surround nice cars at intersections, drag the driver and passenger and beat them brutally, and then drive off with their car just for a wild joyride in which the car is vandalized, wrecked, or discarded. Every 17 seconds in Cape Town, South Africa. And ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the milder cities. Because we have rejected the objective truth, and the foundation of all that is good, we no longer even know the difference between good and evil. Our consciences have been so seared that we are no longer offended by evil, but we tolerate it and look forward to the next episode of some shooting so that we can sit down with our desserts and watch television and relish in the ideal that somebody else got what they needed coming to them as they go on a rampage. And we seem to be politically assigning our own okay to something that is evil and perverted. Woe to them who call evil good and good evil. Who put darkness for light and light for darkness. Who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a transformational change in America. We are in a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that sin is a transgression of the law? That's what the Bible says. But see, there's no law. In this present system of public education, it is godless. We can break no law of sin because the Ten Commandments are not allowed in to teach us, to frame our minds. Martin Luther pointed out when he was living, to this day, there exists in this world, in all classes of society, a veritable revolt against the divine law. The moral law, which they strive to eliminate from the education of its youth and government of its nations. But remember, education without religion, sooner or later, marches to its doom. Now, let me repeat that. Martin Luther, great man. Education without religion, sooner or later, marches to its doom. Furthermore, Martin Luther pointed out the extreme importance of this question when he stated, "I am afraid that the schools will prove the very gates of hell unless they diligently labor in explaining the Holy Scriptures and engraving them in the heart of the youth." Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a time of trouble. we are in a time when Yahweh is going to say, depart from me. You are of your father, the devil. And ladies and gentlemen, furthermore, Yahweh is coming for a people who has kept the faith and hasn't denied his name. Are you one of those godless? Or are you striving to enter in at the straight gate? Let's make our election and calling sure. Notice this in John 1, verse 18. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. You see, you walk by faith. Our God should be placed at the head of every school, every government institution, should it recognize our Creator Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, we drifted back to a time when the love of many has waxed cold, when they will not endure the sound doctrine. We are now beginning to be turned into the sound in brass and tinkling cymbal. We are now taking our cues from the schools. We vaccinate at their command. We dare not question the source of the vaccine, because the sources are not responsible for what they put in the bottle. And on the ingredients, it's hideous. Mercury, formaldehyde, monkey genes. It is incredible that right out of the schools, that is running this nation with the curriculum of understanding of a godless society. It's happened here in America. Right under our nose, somebody's done away with the Ten Commandments. Somebody has forgotten to pray. If my people, which are called by my name, shall pray and humble himself and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then shall I hear from heaven and heal the land. Not only are we cold and indifferent and separated, no longer are we concerned with Yahweh's truth, but we are in a truth that will not make you free. It will bind you. It will give you death instead of liberty. Oh, they promise you liberty with this godless society that we've created. And ladies and gentlemen, we are coming up on a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. And we need to be prepared. How much food have you got stored? Well, you say, I don't have to worry about it. There'll be a McDonald's open as long as the sun comes up and the sun goes down. Oh, really? The Bible says that there's coming a famine in the land. You can believe it's here now. Not for bread and water, but for hearing the word that they have now taken out of the schools. We're not allowed to base our religious feelings and involve them in among our children to display our humbleness. And we're no longer taught to write down the commandments on our heart. We're no longer commanded to remember those things. But we remember how the government, the humanist element of the government, will now take care of us. From the cradle to the grave, they now will control every facet of your life. You will be given just the proper amount of money. You will be given the proper amount of minerals, vitamins, or the lack thereof. you will be required to take all vaccinations or you will be a helpless misfit in society, and sooner or later you're going to be eliminated from the mix. Did you know that the godless society has no fear of God? And therefore, with all of this lawlessness going on today, which is nothing more than failure to obey Yahweh's laws, 90% of the Christians couldn't quote the third commandment, let alone the fourth or fifth. They don't know them. They don't have to. They're not taught them. They don't have to obey them. It's not part of the curriculum of life to bring up a child in the biblical ways, as it is said, bring up a child in the way that it should go. When you give your child to the school brings it up in the way of the state. A godless society. One that will not prevent the 22 words of the prayer that was removed in 1962. And since then, the results have been dramatically going downhill. We're not getting better, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible says that in the last days, men will wax worse and worse. Now, I understand we're having some airtime difficulty. Brother Dave informed me that they were having some pretty bad storms in the area of our towers. We're off and on periodically. I hope that we're on right now with Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. But if we're not, and you can, you would like to have this message in its entirety, it's been recorded by myself or Brother Bob or both, for your instruction. You know, if you follow the design, the curriculum of the Word, have you ever read any two greater chapters in the Bible? Go back to the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 28. And it lays out exactly the results of those who love Him and those who serve Him. It will become a nation of lenders, a nation of proud beings, a racial covenant nation. But on the other hand, it gives you the curses that will come upon those who know to do good and do it not. For it had been better for them to not know how to do good. If you let your child be taught a godless curriculum, you say, well, that's all right. We'll teach it at home. Ladies and gentlemen, 90% of its instruction will override whatever you teach them at home. If they're 90% taught in the schools, and you're using 10% of your time thinking that you're going to negate the 90% of the things that they're learning in a godless state, you're going to understand that pretty soon the 90% is going to overwhelm the 10% that you're trying to do. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, when they get to the schools, then the peer pressure for them to conform and to go along with the crowd, that's what we're raising. We're raising a godless, a herd of heathens, if you will. Unthankful and unholy shall your children become in those days, saith Yahweh. And we're living in those days. It's a godless society where they do not like to retain God in their knowledge. They will not acknowledge Him in all their ways. They will not call upon Him in the day of trouble. They call to the government. We are fast being led away from our faith and our belief in our mighty God, our Creator. America has gone godless. Your government leaders, although you'll see them going to church on Sunday, that's just for show, ladies and gentlemen. That's to get the religious right or left to vote for them. And the rest of the time, it is serving Satan to the fullest max. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to the church on Sunday and you get up and legislate something on Monday and encourage its passing, which is to remove God from the schools and God from the money. Even now, they're trying to remove God from your wealth. We're being taken away from our faith in a living creator. Because of its highly offensive tone, we're now told that it'd be better if we just said nothing. And yet other atheist groups are permitted to bring their godless agenda into the schools and teach it to your children. And the churches on Sunday are doing a poor job as they go along with the 501c3 agenda. And not only do they condone what the children are learning in the school, they add to their traditional misery by going along with it and proclaiming the state is God instead of Yahweh. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm warning you tonight that if you take your Creator out of your life, sin is any want of conformity unto or the transgression of the law. 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. The purpose of placing the public education system under the searchlight of the Word of God is a definition coupled with these things that we prove most illuminating, that God is now taken from the first commandment to the last commandment. He's no longer welcome in the schools and in the churches or in the homes. We now have to dance to the music of a socialist state agenda, which is becoming godless. I am as sure of this fact that a comprehensive and centralized system of national education, separated from religion, is now being commonly proposed. It will be proven to be the most appalling engineered propagation of anti-Christian and atheistic unbelief and of anti-unsocial ethics, social and political, which this sin-rent world has ever seen. Obviously, the schools are not Christian. And it's obvious that they are not neutral, but they are sent with the agenda to completely remove our Creator. And these are the Antichrist, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible speaks about in the last days it will come to pass. And we know that time is nigh. Do you want to put your hand in the hand of the man that stilled the water? Do you want to reach out and touch the man one more time with a hand? Do you remember when you went to school and it was all right for you to praise Yahweh and for you to look up on Him and not fall? Well, I'm being sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439, and Brother Paul for STEM Tech, 1-800-253-2748. I love you tonight, and I really appreciate you. If you'd like to write me, just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now that's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. Now that's Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. If you'd like to call me, I'm live tonight around the world on WWRB. My telephone number is area code 423-626-2172. And I love you so much tonight. I would like for our nation and our schools, oh my, how we've changed. The curriculum is not to include our Creator. It's to exclude Him and to deny Him an entrance into our heart. You see, it's our public ways. If you take God out of the public, you take the public out of God. He is a publicly on time God. He never called anybody in secret. He wants you to glorify Him. He wants you to know He loves you. He wants you to know that if you serve Him, you'll reign with Him. But if you deny Him, He'll deny you, and you'll be turned into hell with all nations that forget the Creator. Well, I love you, and may Yahweh's richest blessings be upon your life tonight. As we look around in a godless society, let's get together. You know, it really means something to hang on to God in these troubled times. He said, will I find faith on earth when I come? We're so many activities, modern. It seems so good to have all these modern conveniences. But every day, it removes more and more of the Creator and the love of the Creator in your heart to go to a godless society that hates Him with all of their heart, all of their mind, and all of their strength, ladies and gentlemen. Yahweh is coming for you, and don't you forget that this one pair of hands that Yahweh uses to raise you from the dead and to set you in the good way and to give you a heart to remember Him. Oh, hallelujah. It's so wonderful to have Yahweh embedded in the heart. My mind daily is just full of scriptures. It's the way I've lived for the last 55 years. And my heart is lifted up in joy tonight to know that I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed a-bagging bread. They're going to hold you up. It's going to support you in all that you do. Do it all in the name of Yahweh. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on the Transmitting Jewel of the South, WWRB 3.185. I'll see you tomorrow night on the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. And I'll be coming in here tomorrow night at 11 p.m. That'll be 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with the Shepherd's Call. And then on Wednesday night, I'll be in at 10 p.m. On Friday night, I'll be on at 9:30. And on Saturday, I'll be on at 8 o'clock. Brought to you by Mark and Audrey down in the great state of Mississippi. We love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow night. Brother Mark and Sister Audrey will bring us on tomorrow night around the world, even on 5050. I love you, and Yahweh bless you, and Yahweh keep you until the time when He will gather you before Him, and then He will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, and I'm going to make you ruler over many. Wouldn't you want to hear Him say that? Or would you rather go along with the world and deny your Creator and bring upon yourself the swift destruction? He said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Let's don't be ashamed of Him. Let's serve Him while we can. Seek Him while He can be found. I'll see you tomorrow night. Yahweh bless you.
Every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands formed the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. and those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith.